Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Jason messaged us to be on Second Date Update at 1029thewolf.com. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good.
So your message was about Amanda, right? So have you still not heard from her?
Yeah, it's been a minute. I made a really nice candlelit dinner for her, and I haven't heard from her since.
Okay. Cool. Candlelit dinner. Good for you, buddy.
And after this homemade romantic dinner, Jason, you've obviously tried to connect with Amanda.
I even emailed. Whenever I tried to make new plans with her, she's done the I'm busy response, and it seems like she's not interested anymore.
So the date went really well. You really liked her. You enjoyed your time together. You guys hit it off.
Yeah, we had great conversations. She said the dinner was delicious, and I don't know, maybe it could possibly be, maybe she got the impression of me cooking was me taking things too fast.
Yeah. That's a possibility, but she seems like she was enjoying herself, right?
We definitely enjoyed ourselves. There wasn't any awkward hang afterwards. I cleaned up, she went home, we shared a little kiss. I thought everything went good.
Yeah. And so you can't think of anything that went wrong?
The only possibility I can think of is that she thought the cooking was too forward or something, and maybe she thought I'm trying to wife her up or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can see candlelit dinner for a first date. I mean, it's
I like it. I'd come over. Jason. All right. So Jason, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reach out to Amanda, hopefully get her on the phone. If she says yes, if she agrees to come on the show, get some answers from Amanda and find out why she's not getting back to you and what she thought of that first date. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you. Guys.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. You stay there. We got the number, and let's just call her, see what she says.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Amanda, don't hang up. It's not a sales call. It's Thunder and PT, and we host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the radio, and we do a segment called Second Date Update. Could you give us 1 minute to talk to us about a date you went on with a gentleman named Jason?
Who are you?
Okay, so Thunder and PT, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're just following up on a date. You don't have to answer anything you're not comfortable with.
I can't, yeah, but I mean, this is like a prank or a joke?
No,
or is this
no,
real
no, no, no,
I mean, Jason, so you went out on a date with Jason.
Oh.
He actually had you over for a candlelit dinner.
And he contacted
and
us.
And he reached out to us. So.
Because you're not getting back in touch with him. And that's what this is.
He told. Yeah. Hold on. He told you this was a candlelit dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went over to his house and he made I think it was our word, romantic candlelit dinner.
So you're talking about the steaming meat guy.
Steaming
meat?
Okay, what is that, a euphemism for something?
That was the name. Yeah.
I mean, just keep in mind, we're on the air, so.
What oh, yeah, no, it's very clean. I mean, except the dish that he made. He called it gourmet. I put in air quotes, but, you know, he claims he invented this dinner. And I mean, it was cute, but it wasn't exactly the most exciting meal.
Steaming meat is the meal that he made?
What does that mean? Did he call it steaming meat, or is you called it steaming meat?
I mean, he calls it steaming meat.
Okay.
I can't even say it. You know, he puts a can of Spam in an air fryer and overcooks it until it's just steaming. And it basically looks like a block of meat with smoke coming out of it. Fire department didn't come.
Did you say
Spam? Hence, that's why he called it
Amanda, did you say Spam?
Yes.
Like
a can of Spam.
So like the jiggly Spam out of the can and then just put it in an air fryer.
It's steaming meat.
Were there vegetables surrounding it? Did he make like an accompanying dish?
No. And that's the thing. I mean, and you have to understand, which I'm sure you do if you're a smart human being, that it tastes like burnt rubber. I have no clue.
Oh.
I really only ate just a couple bites of it. I said I was full, but it looks like burnt cat food.
Wait, I thought you liked my steaming meat.
Oh, my God.
By the way, we've got Jason still on the line.
Jason's listening in. Go ahead,
Jason. At the dinner, you said it was delicious.
You got to stop calling it that. You cannot call it your
steaming meat.
What's wrong with calling it steaming meat?
That's funny, though.
Guys, help me out here.
Okay, I mean, you could dress it up a little bit.
You know, yeah. I love the fact this is your go-to dish, Jason.
So you
he takes it out of an air fryer. I mean, he takes something out of an air fryer that's not steaming it. And it's Spam. I mean, really? Spam?
Okay. Believe it or not, Spam is actually used in authentic Hawaiian cuisine. Also, it's from here. They have a whole museum.
Yeah. There is.
Right. I mean, it's a Minnesota product, if you want to put it bluntly.
But, oh, man, Jason, you're my favorite.
Jason, I can kind of understand where Amanda's coming. You put a can of Spam in the air fryer, and then you served it as dinner. And I think, Amanda, it probably wasn't helped that he named it steaming meat.
Steaming meat, no. You know, it's just, I mean, no offense. It just wasn't the most flattering dish to serve on a first date.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have just taken me out on a date, you know, like to a restaurant, because I'm not looking for a Gordon Ramsay type. You know what I mean? So.
Or Gordon Spamsy.
Amanda, did you? Okay, but wait a second. Did you? Okay, forget about the steaming meats. Did you have a good time? Like, can you see yourself, you know, with Jason again at a restaurant?
If it makes him feel better, we could have a second date and cook something together. But I would love the restaurant.
I love where this is going.
Wait a second. So
Okay, so it's a yes, Amanda. No more Spam, but it's a yes to a second date.
What a turn.
I did not see this coming. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we have to get clarification here. So for Jason, no more steaming meat, you promise?
I am going to keep my air fryer off.
No more Spam. Yeah. All right, guys.
Let's just retire the steaming meat, shall we?
We want a third date update because you two really sound
like
you're fun together. And no more steaming meat. And that is a very steaming
second date update.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Listen back to Thunder and PT at 1029thewolf.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.